fart, 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 fart.
Doing?
Just wait. You talk again.
What the hell are you doing? Who messed with my levels?
Messing with your levels?
Someone messed with my levels.
It helps me turn on the mic, huh?
Who messed with my levels?
Well, it was moved to.
Who did that?
Yeah, yeah. Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, you don't even know how that goes.
No. I'm not.
There's something in there.
No, there's not. There's nothing in there. Nothing in there we can use. Wait. Think of something.
Oh, you're being serious?
Yeah. No, I am serious. I don't think we have anything in there that would be decent.
No. That's unfortunate. You rubbing the microphone against your leg?
Yeah. No, we won't use that. Still, we have nothing.
You have your Axe Dark Temptation shower gel on your desk, I see.
Stop looking around at just objects in the room.
Why is this on your desk and why are there two of them?
Because they came with the points, remember? I had to bring them down here to get the points and write them.
Smells like chocolate.
No, it doesn't. It just smells like Axe. And we're not. We still have nothing. Put that down. Put that down.
That one had points on it?
Yeah. What are you laughing at?
I don't know.
Okay, quiet. That's it. We're not doing one this week. Just go. Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for August the 8th, 2009. This is me, Mike Minotti, with that guy Minotti.
Yo.
We're doing, I want to call it a low-key show today. Busy weekend, busy schedule, so me and him, we're just here getting run by the news. Then we're going to pretty much just jump into a week in gaming and we'll do the releases. So no quiz, no crazy other
segment. It's like the first episode.
Yeah, this is like early. This is early EBP.
It's retro.
It's a throwback. Yeah, that's what it is. We're all by ourselves. All right. Let's do the news then.
Okay. A DSi update came out with the Facebook integration. It also has some piracy measures put into it that have already been cracked. But a lot of people are saying, like, I guess it's, like, nice, but they're wondering who this is for. Because most people probably have a way of getting pictures onto Facebook with, like, an iPhone or whatever the camera is.
It's almost more better just for marketing, like, DSi with Facebook support. Oh.
Because the thing is,
Facebook's hip.
Because Facebook doesn't let anyone under 13 make an account, then that's who they kind of market. This like is like kid's first digital camera, the DSi, you know?
Yeah, I guess that doesn't make, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it can't hurt them.
Right.
Does it cost money to get the Facebook app?
No, I mean, it's free, so. It is kind of, what's really annoying, though, is every time you want to upload a picture, you have to put in your password. It's really dumb.
Yeah.
Guitar Hero 5, we talked about how it's supporting avatars in the 360 last week, and it's going to have Miis as well, which I guess they had in World Tour. I didn't know that. There was a
really?
There was like the kid mode in the game used your Miis, and it was like really easy.
I had no idea there was even anything like that.
Yeah, so you know, that's cool. They said they're probably not going to use home avatars. I'm guessing because...
they look stupid.
Well, I'm guessing just the way it's built, they're not system-wide, they're just unique to home.
You know? Right, they don't even, I mean, it wouldn't look right.
Yeah, those avatars look terrible.
Besides, home avatars just don't, there's never been any implementation of home avatars for anything but home, has there?
Well, like I said, I think they're not like, the 360 avatars and the Miis, they're built into the system, whereas the home avatars are in the home software.
Right.
There's probably no other way to access them.
Right. You see pictures of Johnny Cash in Guitar Hero 5?
I didn't yet, actually.
Looks good. I like it. We actually have music coming out for Rock Band this week I'm excited about.
What's that?
We got Gorillaz. There's like a Gorillaz 3-pack. We got the third song, but the other two are Clint Eastwood and Feel Good Incorporated. So I'm pretty excited about that. And then we have two Iron Maiden songs coming to Rock Band Unplugged. Number of the Beast and The Trooper. There's a bunch of other songs, too, this week.
Cool.
But I like Gorillaz, so that was exciting for me.
Very nice. If you want to get Madden 10, what you can do is get a Sports Illustrated subscription, and they're offering, with a $50 subscription, a copy of Madden 10 on the console of your choice. So if you don't mind not getting the game, like, day and date in the release, you could save $10 and get Sports Illustrated.
Are we really calling it Madden 10?
Yep.
I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
It's not the 10th Madden.
Yeah, I know.
It's like the 15th.
It's more than that. It's like the 21st, I think.
Couldn't they at least do Madden 2010?
No.
Why not?
It's more expensive to print more ink.
No, it's not. That's a very dumb...
I don't know.
That two and that O would just be covering up other used ink. What?
I like how quickly you came up with that total bullshit. I don't know. That's why Y2K almost happened.
What are you talking... Okay, just go.
So, I don't know if we talked about it last week. No, okay, so earlier in the week, they added in-game ads to Wipeout HD, which typically wouldn't be a big deal, especially in a racing game, except some of these ads were like video ads that played as the game were loading and lasted longer than the load time, so the game just tried to act like it was taking longer to load while this ad played. Obviously, very people sneaky. Freaked the fuck out because, you know, as I've always said, ads in games were fine until it starts interrupting the gameplay, and this was doing that. So after a day of everyone being pissed off, Sony dropped those ads.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, they did drop them?
Which, it just kind of annoys me, because the day this happened was the day before I moved, and I was actually going to get Wipeout HD. I was like, oh, I'm not going to get it if it has these ads. And, like, the day after I moved and I have no internet, they dropped it. Sons of bitches.
Hmm.
So, yeah. So there's a report going around on Cheap-Ass Gamer that a Best Buy in Utah is price matching GameStop's used game sales.
And Game Crazy, I guess.
Yeah. Apparently it's like just like a test in that market, because no one else really sees this. I would think that'd be a bad idea for them.
Well, not necessarily. It could increase sales dramatically. What I like about it is just, I just like the idea of hurting the used game market.
Yeah.
But I mean, for a lot of games, if you're going to want to buy a new game, the used game price on it isn't going to be...
It's $5.
Yeah, it's $5, which helps
them. But you could price match that. That's nice.
Yeah. I like it.
We'll see if they
We'll see if this works.
All right. We now have a duo of console rumors. First of all, there's rumors that the 80GB PS3 SKU in Japan is being discontinued, which has all the conspiracy theorists saying this is more evidence of the PS3 Slim coming.
Well, I mean, it probably is coming at this point. There wasn't so much.
There was a very mysterious listing on Amazon in Germany for a PS3 Slim.
I still have to laugh how the PS3 Slim's already happening.
The thing is, though,
10 years. Yeah,
I forget where I heard this, but some podcast they're talking about it, and they made a good point. Unless this announcement comes with a very radical price drop as well. It doesn't do
it
any
has
good,
to, right?
But like, it's not how many people, as this person, I wish I remember who this was, said. How many people looked at the PS3 and said, "I'm not buying that; it's too big." No, they looked at it and said, "I'm not buying that; it's $500 freaking."
I'm trying to imagine how it's going to be cheaper.
Well, and you looked at the PSP Go; it's a more expensive redesign. Could you imagine?
I don't get that.
Could you imagine the PS3 Slim is more expensive than the PS3?
I still don't understand the philosophy behind the PSP Go. I still don't get why they made a more premium version of their system. And I don't understand this. What can they get rid of to make it cheaper? Like, the big thing that's probably making it more expensive than the 360 is the Blu-ray drive, and you can't get rid of that.
Right.
You need that. Even hard drive space isn't... I don't know. But I have no idea. I'm interested to see just what exactly a PS3 Slim is.
Right.
I wonder how much space it's going to hold. What if it's only like 20 gigabytes or something? That'd be funny.
That'd be a disaster.
That'd be fun. Yeah, that'd be a mess.
With games requiring up to 6 gigabyte installs on the PS3.
Yeah.
Well, here, you gave me a good segue, so I'll go with this. Talking about the PSP Go, there was a rumor earlier in the week that it was going to ship with a voucher for Rock Band Unplugged, which was actually kind of cool, because that essentially knocks $40 off the price. At least for me, because that's something I'd get anyway. Apparently, though, it's just a PSP Go exclusive Rock Band Unplugged demo.
Whoops. Well, I mean, that sounds like something you probably should expect more.
Yeah. It would be good if they threw a game into that button. Just like
maybe they'll throw a game. Probably not something so new and good.
Yeah, they need to throw in something
You'll get like Size Matters
or yeah, something like that. They need something to make that a little more attractive. I still don't understand that price point. I really don't.
We'll see how it works out for them.
Yeah.
When's the Go coming out?
October 2nd?
Okay.
I'll
be watching.
Yes. So now let's jump to the Microsoft camp of console rumors. A GameStop employee noticed on a new shipment of Xbox 360 arcades on the boxes, there's like the columns that compare features of all the different SKUs, and all it said was Arcade and Elite. There was no Pro. It has people speculating. This is what I tend to think, if this PS, especially this PS3 Slim thing is the correct rumor, that they're just going to drop the Pro and then drop the price of the Elite $100. So you would just have Arcade for $199 and Elites for $299. And they probably, I would guess, this is just pure conjecture on my part, that they won't be black anymore.
Yeah.
So it's just you're just making the Pro with a bigger hard drive and getting rid of
basically
Elites.
Basically they're turning Elites into Pros just because Elite has a cooler name and probably would sell better.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And, I mean, you think the only difference between the two, like I said, I think it's the hard drive, and I think the Elite comes with an HDMI cable and the Pro doesn't.
I like to call the arcade SKU the replacement SKU. That's what everyone.
Yeah,
everyone.
When you're on your third repair and you're like, "Fuck it," you just go and buy an arcade.
Yeah, you switch the hard drive. Yeah, that's what I had to do.
Yep.
When I had my broken.
You no longer have the Chrome disk drive door.
No.
Okay. Apparently, a multiplayer build of the new Wolfenstein leaked.
Really? Is anyone looking forward to this game?
I didn't even know it was coming. Its software is promising swift retribution to forum users who post that they have it, giving them an instant ban.
On what, their forum?
Yeah. So if you got the build, maybe you shouldn't go tell the developer that you stole their software.
Who's hanging out on freaking ID's forum?
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Like, woo, ID. It's freaking 1999.
It's id. It's not ID.
Whatever. Who cares?
Valve has announced new DLC for the original Left 4 Dead to shut everybody up.
But see, I still don't understand. If you are doing that, then why do you need Left 4 Dead 2? I still don't understand. I'm not mad. I don't really care. I just don't really quite get it.
Well, here's the deal. It's called Crash Course. Here's what's got other people pissed off. Free on the PC, $7 on the 360. Which, I mean, Valve has always said DLC on the 360 has to cost something. I mean, EA is the publisher. It's Microsoft's service. There has to be something that goes through there. On the PC, it's Steam. It's their own thing. They can do whatever the hell they want.
Yeah, you should not be buying Valve games on 360.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of simple to put it.
Some people, they just don't have a good PC. They have to.
Yeah.
There was some hubbub about Episode 3. Half-Life 2 Episode 3, they're learning sign language for it.
Yeah, apparently.
Like, they still won't just announce the game.
I know. Just freaking make the game. You don't care about sign language.
Episode 2 will be 2 years old. They haven't even announced Episode 3. That's not episodic. Don't call it episode.
They've given up on. They admit
no, they
that
don't.
It's not episodic.
Still Episode 3.
Well, they can't change the name.
Can't they just make it? I don't. But can't they? Why does it take so long?
Because they're perfectionists and they take their time making their
games.
Yeah, I know.
Here's Left 4 Dead 2. It looks pretty good. They can do that in a year? You're telling me that in 3 years, they cannot make
a 6 hour long Half-Life game?
Like a 5 hour long game using the same assets and the engine from a game that came out.
Well, it'll
that
probably
came
have
out
new
5 years
yes,
ago.
Yes, yes.
Come on. Do it. Move on. I want Half-Life 3. Like, when's Half-Life 3 going to happen? Next decade? Is it going to happen some point?
2015.
Yeah. Come on.
Well, the question was raised to them if this new DLC would work in Left 4 Dead 2.
What does that mean?
Like, if you could just play this scenario in Left 4 Dead 2 with those characters.
With those?
What? Well, one of the things he said was, on one hand, we don't know how well it would work with new characters, new dialogue in this scenario. But at the same time, we recognize that most people probably wouldn't care. Which he's probably right about. I mean, it's that Peter Molyneux, you can't have true co-op because you can't have two heroes in the world thing, and most people don't care.
I just, whatever. Left 4 Dead 2. I don't get it. Make freaking Half-Life. episode 2-3 first.
Yes. All right, and now let's end up by making fun of Activision, shall we?
Why?
Okay, so in their Activision earnings call, where among other things they confirmed that StarCraft II is delayed to 2010, shocker, and apparently because of Battle.net, not because of the game.
Yeah, whatever.
One of the questions on their conference call was if they're nervous about some of their games coming out this holiday being higher priced because it's like, you know, Guitar Hero and Tony Hawk's Ride and everything. So first, Michael J. Griffith, an Activision exec, said, and then in the second question, Tony, on the pricing, we've had for all our launch titles in the back half this year, some of which contain peripherals, as you point out, very strong retailer acceptance and support for all parts of our plan, including our merchandising plans, our marketing programs, and our price points. Then Bobby Kotick says, and Tony, you know, if it was left to me, I would raise the prices even further.
I don't know why he would say something like that.
He's an idiot. I hate that guy. He's a friggin' carpetbagger.
I wonder what the follow-up was. When Mike was like, yeah, that'd be great.
No, apparently the follow-up was there was some kind of nervous laughter from the other executives and an awkward silence before the next question. They're like, shut the fuck up, dude. Well, I mean, Kotick has outright said himself, he's not a gamer, he doesn't like games, doesn't care about games, he just saw an opportunity to make money, and that's why he's in this industry. He's a friggin' bastard.
Well, okay. I mean, okay. I'm not gonna begrudge him that much.
Quite frankly, here's the thing.
I mean, there's
Guitar Hero Metallica.
Yes.
Didn't do that great. Didn't even chart in the NPDs or anything. How good do you think Van Halen's gonna do?
Yeah, I don't even know why.
If Metallica couldn't do that good, how's Van Halen gonna do?
I don't understand Guitar Hero.
And I want to know who the fuck is gonna be buying Tony Hawk Ride for, except for our brother, he's an idiot. Who's gonna be buying this for $120?
Like, I don't mean to be down on Van Halen or the Van Halen fans. I don't know anyone who's like, Van Halen, favorite band ever.
Yeah, Guitar Hero Van Halen, fuck yeah!
I can't name a Van Halen song.
Nah.
I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not the most musically knowledgeable person, but Guitar Hero, when I heard that, like, really? I thought Van Halen was mostly just, like, known for skills as opposed to fantastic songs.
I don't know. It's just, it blows. And then, like, the fact that they're, like, Modern Warfare 2 is more expensive in Europe than any other game that's coming out, just like the regular edition. It's just like, it's pure greed. It really is. Oh, well.
I still, whatever.
Well, one area where their greed got them into a little bit of trouble here was apparently Activision Double Fine have settled outside of court over their suit to prevent the sale of Brutal Legend. After the judge said, not only does he see no reason to delay the game, he also doesn't see Activision winning. According to an anonymous source, apparently Activision received little to no compensation.
In fact, if they received any, it's a little sad.
That's,
almost.
Yeah, it's too much.
Yeah.
So yeah, news.
There it was. It was fun times.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You're hearing about these people with seems like a lot of Japanese people are upset about Dragon Quest IX, and I'm finding it amusing.
What are they upset about?
From what I understand, it's like, sometimes we forget that, like, Japan has fanboys also.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at stuff in Japan, sometimes you see, like, you know, every Gundam game sells well. It just, you see things that make you think that maybe they're not all that. I know, sometimes I think less of the Japanese gamer than I even do the American gamer.
The fact that there's, like, 10 Dynasty Warrior games is kind of proof of that.
Things like that. And they don't, they seem even more conservative in their ways. Like, they got pissed off, I think, at Final Fantasy 12. And not that a lot of people here didn't, too. But now Dragon Quest IX, a lot of them are just like, why isn't this on the PS3?
Oh, my God.
Like, why isn't this on a next-gen system? But, like, just in general, I kind of get sick of the way they don't seem to be nearly as open to our games as we are to theirs.
Yeah, it is kind of like,
it's almost like kind of insulting.
Yeah, so it's
like, why? You don't like a first-person shooter? Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, it's like you can't tell me that, like, there's not some appeal to that genre. I mean, we friggin' play Final Fantasy here all the time.
Yeah,
that,
we like, put up with your
go,
shit.
If you go to a Japanese gamer and you try to say, like, here's an Xbox and Halo 3, you want to play it for a little bit? They'd, like, laugh at you and tell you, like,
oh, that's stupid.
Through, yeah. It's like, oh, shut up.
That's stupid. I'm going to go play Gundam Dynasty Warriors.
Yeah.
Five.
Oh, that's funny.
I don't know. I mean, apparently, like, but like, probably like here, it probably is a much more vocal minority because the game's selling like gangbusters.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't know. Apparently there's like, everything, every story I read about is they complain about this one character named Sandy. I would love to know what's wrong with Sandy, because every story and everyone apparently hates this character. I just wonder what's wrong with her.
Didn't Famitsu give the game a 40?
Yeah, you know. They've given some weird games 40s before. They gave Nintendogs a 40.
Yeah, well, no, I was reading something where, like, the amount of 40s they've handed out in the lifetime of the publication, half of them have been in the last 2 years.
Yeah, they have been, which is a little like, okay, Famitsu. I bet there's something shady going on there, because no one even checks into it. They love our movies.
Yeah.
I don't know why they can't like our games as much. Yeah. Like, did they play BioShock?
Probably not.
Fallout 3?
Probably not.
How do they feel about Grand Theft Auto? Doesn't Capcom always release the Grand Theft Autos over there? I think they do. I think they might like Grand Theft Auto, okay. Which is kind of funny.
Yeah. Alright, what'd you play this week?
I played some things. Man, I'll tell you all about it.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, see? Actually yesterday, me and Beige, we played Fat Princess for a while.
Yeah, I played it, we tried to play it last Friday for a squad night, and the game's interface for getting a group of people into a game is awful.
Right, it's bad enough for two people.
And when I started to, I was like, guys, hey, can't we like go into home and go into someone's apartment and just launch the game from there? Well, first of all, everyone laughed at me. And then even when I tried it just for kicks to see if you could, I open up home and you can't launch that game from in home.
I thought that was the whole point of
home. That's what I thought too. And it would have been nice if we could have done it. I would have actually used home.
What do you do in home?
It's basically a commercial that you get tricked into watching.
Like, I'm walking around the giant commercial.
Basically, but yeah, so I was like, okay, so yeah, we try to get into a game and like, it would put people on the other team and there's no way to switch them back over. And of course, I guess it got patched. I haven't gotten to play it post patch yet, but.
You know, I don't know if me and Beige played it before or after the patch because it was the night of the patch.
Did you wait 10 minutes for something to download?
I don't think so. Then but our internet didn't. Worked well, so yeah. I thought it almost. But like our connections were fine. But there's just no. I wish there was just a way to be in a group and then join a game. Instead, one of your friends has to be in a game, and you just have to like join their game.
Right.
Which is annoying because like you might both be trying to find a game, and then the one person gets in the game. Like, well, wait, I have to wait till I load into my game, then quit out, then join your game. Oh wait, there's no room left. Let's start over. Things like that. But the game itself...
Yeah, the game itself is great.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, we're having a very fun time. We played through a bunch of levels. I love the kind of class system. And I like how you can switch classes in the middle of the game without penalty through that hat system. Mm-hmm. And I was picking up on a lot of the intricacies of the whole thing. Like, I sort of usually like to just be the worker, so I'm harvesting things. And I found out where you can build, like, things on
like
their...
catapults.
Yeah, you can build catapults, you can build ladders into their fortress, and things like that. And it seemed to be, you know, it was working out pretty well for the most part. I wish there was a better way of knowing, like, where the princess was at times.
There's a map.
There's a map, yeah, but it's kind of, if you bring it up, you can't see very much.
Yeah.
I wish there was just, like...
Like a mini-map or something.
I wish there was just, a mini-map or an arrow.
Yeah.
Because, like, they have, like, the thing, like... Where it's like on the top, there's like a line. It's like, oh, the princess is halfway to your base. But they're not linear levels, so you don't really know where that is. So you're looking, and like, the princess kind of moves weirdly across that line. It's not really very well representative of where she actually is on the map. No, we were having a lot of fun though. We played that for about an hour.
Well, let me transition, because, after we were playing it last week and having troubles with it, we decided to play, Worms 2 Armageddon. And, you know, that was nice because it's just we made an Xbox Live party, booted up the game, hit invite party. The only problem was the game itself is only 4 players at a time, so we had 2 games going. But, I mean, it worked. We could still all chat with each other and everything, and that game's so good.
Also, when Admin Base were chatting through Xbox Live
while
we were playing on PlayStation Network.
So that's kind of what you have to do.
Well, many of us have Bluetooth things. Like, we know, we got, you know, berated a little bit. They go, don't you guys have Bluetooth? No, we don't.
No.
I don't have anything to use.
But,
I never had a cool cell phone, like, Bluetooth earpiece.
Mine's the one that came with,
Warhawk?
Yes, thank you, Warhawk. Yeah. It's a kind of a piece of shit. But it works. But yeah, Worms 2 Armageddon is friggin' awesome. I forgot how much I love that game. It's so funny.
Oh, yeah.
And just the shit that, like, oh, God, what was it? I was trying to pull off some kind of trick shot, and I missed. And my missile hit this landmine that bounced off like 8 different surfaces and landed on top of my guy and blew up. It was the most bizarre thing ever. It was hilarious.
That game actually has a pretty fun campaign mode too.
I haven't even tried that.
There's kind of like puzzle things and stuff, and like it's like just like you have one turn, kill all these worms, and it'll be like the mines are set in certain ways. So you have to like do certain things. It's pretty cool.
Hmm.
We we also played Blaze Blue for just a little bit. I kind of begged him into it. He said he didn't really want to because he hadn't really like learned any characters or really learned much about it. So I was like, oh, I'll play characters I don't really know. And like I did for a bit, but then I'm like, wait, I want to show you my character that I use. So then I was just a jerk. But he was actually, no, besides that, he was doing pretty good. I showed him Bang Shishigami is one thing where he does the anime sort of super move.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was a fan of that. I thought he would be.
Oh, so let me backtrack for a second. I wanted to ask you about, I don't know if you saw, Scribble and I had kind of a Twitter conversation talking about Fat Princess and the fact that it, basically for the first week of its release, it didn't work.
Yeah, I did try playing it just by myself one day. Like, I'll play Fat Princess, and I just couldn't get into a game. I stopped.
Yeah. I was bringing up a point that actually Tycho brought up on Penny Arcade, where I guess he was talking about a time he tried to play Tiger Woods online with his dad, and the online wasn't working for that game when it launched. And his dad was, like, getting kind of upset, and he tried to explain to him, like, you know, they'll patch it, and you have to wait a little bit, and they'll fix it. And to his dad, who's not, like, really a gamer per se, the thought of buying something and it not working and everyone being okay with that is preposterous. And then what's the point Scribble's trying to raise was, like, you know, they'll patch it, it's fine. And I was like, yeah, but, like, see, even still, for that first week, like, if I buy something that doesn't work and I want to get my money back, I can't. And I should be able to.
I know it's frustrating, but there is the reality that you don't know how something's going to work until you get out to a very mass market. You can do betas.
But this game had a beta. It had a fairly large beta.
Yeah, okay.
And apparently these problems were in the beta.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you're saying that, I don't know what the beta problems were, but I'm just saying, usually a beta isn't the real thing. If they had problems in the beta and they still released it, then shame on them, I guess. But at the same time, everyone gives people shit when they delay a game. So it's a double-edged sword.
See,
so
I don't, because I know there's a reason they're delaying
it. Right, typically. But they would have gotten a lot of shit if they delayed the game. They would have.
I know. So it's I mean, that game had it. Battlefield 1943 had it. A lot of games, like, it's a capacity problem. I just feel like the problem is we're complacent about it. Like, it's become too calm. We're like, oh, whatever, give it a week or two. When I think we should be a little more like, hey, assholes, my game doesn't work. Either fix it, like, right now, or I get my money back. But
still, there is a stink raised up every time. I mean, yeah, it's not going to hurt a game's sales, maybe. I don't know you're not going to get everyone to say, guys, be more upset about this, and then they're going to
But then how many people do you think play Battlefield or Fat Princess, and that first week it didn't work, and they just never touched it again?
Well, they bought it.
I know, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Whatever.
It's setting a precedent that the game companies can get away with this.
Well, they can. I don't know what to tell you.
I know. It just bothers me.
Well, I know, but nothing you can do about it. I mean, the only hope is that and the technology gets better and this won't be as much of a problem in the future. That's all I can offer. All
right.
That's all I got for you. I played Turtles in Time.
I did, too. I don't know if I told you that.
How'd you play it?
Just by myself, two levels before I left Thursday morning.
Yeah, me and Chris gave it a good run through. We didn't get quite to the end.
I think it's great.
I'll tell you what. I am getting... Like, normally I don't get mad at reviews. I am getting fucking pissed the hell off by some of these reviewers, the way they're treating Trolls in Time. Well, like, I don't understand, like, it's like, but they don't have a problem with the update so much and what they change. They don't care about
their problem is the fundamental game itself.
Right, it's like...
Which, when they announced, like, when this remake was rumored, when they had that event in New York, everyone was so friggin' excited.
Yeah, like, where did this come from? I didn't know that everyone hated Turtles in Time.
Yeah.
I didn't know that we didn't like beat-em-ups anymore. When did this happen? I thought everyone agreed that, like, when, like, Turtles 1984 or whatever.
89,
when that one came out, everyone was like, fuck yeah, this is great. We get Turtles in Time on here. Now we do, everyone just complains.
Like, it's the critics who are complaining. Gamers I've talked to who've played it, love it.
But they're like, this format is stale, and this is not, you know, we expect better these days. Like, the IGN tagline was, they don't make them like this anymore, and that's a good thing. And it's like,
I played that game, it was exactly what I wanted. It was awesome.
And then, like, they're like, this game, and it's like, for $10, you're not getting much. I'm like, it's $10! You're getting plenty for $10! When did $10 become a lot of money for a game?
I know!
Does anyone else not buy real games anymore? Games cost 60 fucking dollars still!
Yeah, $10 is a freaking bargain!
$10!
If you play that for, let's say, 2 or 3 hours, and you buy a $60 game, that's 8 hours. And I don't complain about game length. I think 8 hours is a good length for a game. But think about that. $60 for 8 hours, $10 for two to three.
I just don't like how it's like a matter of math. Like, it's like, well, if this game is 30 hours and it costs $60, then a $10 game should, by mathematically speaking. You're like, no, shut up! Okay? Just, how much do you like it? Are you having fun?
Yeah.
There's bad, you know, 50-hour games. It's not like, I get so frustrated. I just don't. And then
weren't they complaining, like, oh, they keep saying my toes over and over.
One reviewer literally criticized the fact that they keep saying my toes.
That's like.
Which is like. It's like complaining that Dracula says, what is a man in Symphony of Night? That's like the point!
Yeah, that was like one of the funny things about that game.
It's like complaining about the sound that rings make in Super Mario Brothers.
Coins.
Coins, yes, thank you. But it's like. But then, like, some people, like, you can't complain about the graphics, because, like, whatever, they look good.
It looks very good. And,
of course, some people do complain anyways.
I think the backgrounds look phenomenal.
Yeah, I like how people complain anyways. They're like, oh, this... I think, like, people... Some reviews criticize the game for depending entirely on nostalgia, but then also get mad about the graphical changes, or anything that they do change, which I think is just hilarious, the irony. But hypocrisy. I just... Like, they're like, if this was $5, this would be better. Come on! Yeah. Do they even realize what they're saying anymore? Do they even realize it? This is $10 and it should be $5.
You know what?
$5!
That's the difference, like a friggin' venti macchiato at Starbucks. Shut the fuck up.
If a game is...
Go buy some fucking Axe Dirt Temptation, Smell Like Chocolate, and get your $4 in Microsoft points, and you'll be fine.
I don't know what everyone's problem is with Trolls in Time. And it really seems more like a critical thing, because, like, you know, usually you read the comments section, and normally I, you know, can give a shit about the comments section or something, but, you know, everyone's like, what's wrong with Turtles? Why are you guys being so mean? Because it was Game Trailers and IGN, almost everyone, there was just bagging on the Turtles. And, like I said, it's not just, like, stuff, there's, like, this game was never really all that good, and we were stupid for liking it. And, like, it's like, when you review Pac-Man, you say, well, this is pretty stupid. This is really short, really, and you're not really doing that much. And I mean, and I know people will be like, well, this is newer than Pac-Man. At this point, we have to kind of look at it and say, you know what, something like Trolls in Time is probably closer to Pac-Man than it really is anything we're playing today.
Yeah.
Like, it's much more fair to compare it to something like Pac-Man or other arcade games, really. You know, I'm pretty sick of this philosophy now that if you were an arcade game and you weren't a 2D fighter, then fuck you, you are stupid.
Because
that's what it is now. It's like, this is an arcade game. That's dumb. Why are arcades dead? I miss arcades. Let's complain about that. Here's my article about arcades are dead. By the way, Trolls in Time, you're stupid and outdated, and I don't like you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm upset about it. And then I like some of the reviews with Marvel vs. Capcom 2, and everyone complains. Everyone complains that everything's unlocked.
Yeah. Which when Street Fighter 4 came out, everyone bitched that everything wasn't unlocked.
Like, they can't even be consistent. Like how they're saying half of the fun of Marvel vs. Capcom 2 is unlocking things.
No, it wasn't.
And like the one reviewer literally said in his piece that I kept my Dreamcast on all night just to get points.
Like, was that fun?
What does that mean?
That just wastes electricity. That's bad for the environment.
I remember FighterZ Mega Mix for the Sega Saturn. There was the character. Log in like a total of 100 hours of gameplay time.
Yeah, you just had to leave it on in practice mode. Like,
all right, bye, Saturn. So, can you imagine leaving the 360 on?
Nope.
I feel like we even had this conversation in the last podcast. We might have.
I don't know.
I'm just. God damn it! Trolls in Time. It's 6.0. What? Turtles in Time. It's almost like that Penny Arcade comic. Like, you want to write a review of Pac-Man? It's Pac-Man. It's Turtles in Time. What do you want from it? Like, you're just walking around and hitting things. Yeah, no shit. Yeah,
you're also a fucking Ninja Turtle. Come on.
I get it. Don't tell me it's just nostalgia. That's fun.
Yeah. I played it by myself and I was having fun. I can't imagine how fun it is with four people. Like,
this game doesn't have enough features. What features are supposed to be on it? Should they take the Mortal Kombat route and add Mortal Kombat chess? Turtles chess. Okay, now this is $10.
and, to be like a puzzle game.
And my splinter has your Krang in check fucking mates.
Cowabunga.
Cowabunga, dudes.
Oh, God.
I am furious.
I know, it's so funny.
I don't know. I guess I really probably shouldn't go on anymore.
Talk about Batman.
I played the Batman. God damn those reviewers, though! I can't let them get away with it! It's Turtles in Time! Weren't they there? I mean, my God! Why is everything else that is old? Everything else that is old and is cool, except for Turtles in Time now, apparently.
But here's, like, you know, like, some of my friends who don't play that many games, when I told them, like, hey, remember that Turtles game on the Super Nintendo where you threw the foot soldiers at the screen? They're like, oh, yeah, that was sweet. Like, yeah, it's coming out on the Xbox. They're like, oh, that's so cool.
I had friends who literally hooked up their Super Nintendo and played Turtles in Time, like, 2 weeks ago. They didn't even know this was happening. They just wanted to play Turtles in Time.
I know.
They said it took them about 30 minutes to beat, and they didn't complain.
All right, okay. Talk about Batman.
Batman's great. I hope people don't give it 60s.
Oh, elaborate.
All right. Please. Okay. No. What's strange about Batman is that it reminds me a lot of Dead Space, actually.
Yeah,
not
you're
so
saying.
Much in like mechanics. Like, it's not a shooter and. You know, it's not the limb cutting off thing, but the camera, the way the corridors look, and kind of just the way that, like, a lot of the characters, especially Joker, are always kind of talking to you through video monitors that aren't, and there are cutscenes on, like, Dead Space, but even more, there's a lot of things where people are just talking to you through these monitors and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It kind of reminds me of that. Besides that, the game, it just seems to work really well. There's a lot of, like, there are times where enemies will kind of rush you in a room and you just fight them melee, but it seems like there's a lot more times is you're in a room and it's, and like, you can put on your kind of like, it's like, I don't know.
Bat vision,
let's call it. And it'll be like five hostiles and it'll tell you how many of them are armed. Cause that's a big deal, cause if they're not armed, you can just kind of go up to them. But if they're armed, like, you really can't just like, see someone, let them know you're there, and then charge them, cause they'll kill you. Like, get to you first. So there's a lot of, And the demo, it seemed like almost everything you attached onto was a gargoyle. I hope that that's a little bit more varied in the game. But it's, you know, there's a lot of kind of sort of scoping up the roof area more. And then you kind of drop on people. Then, like, you kill one person. Like, you probably not kill.
So here,
you
take one person
down. You fly away. And you kind of, like, wait for...
Here's what I want to know. Does this game make you feel like the way Batman was in that scene in Batman Begins?
Yeah, a lot.
First night out. Does it feel like that?
It does, actually.
Oh, that's awesome.
And there's even like moments where like you'll knock the one guy down, you kind of go away, the other person will be like, where is he?
That's so,
like,
so cool.
They'll be like pointing their gun around, like, at anything. Like, they're like, where, you know, yeah, it really does work really
that's
well.
That's cool. That's what I want. Because you think of, there's so many games where, like, you're being stalked by stuff. There's very few games, like, even like Splinter Cell, not quite all the way like this, where you're like the creepy, like, mythical thing stalking all these guys and taking them out. So that's exciting to me.
Plus, the voice cast is a lot of fun. It's pretty much everyone from the cartoon, it seems like. So you have Mark Hamill's Joker, which is great. But the game looks gorgeous. It really does look like, you know, a really well-done Batman game.
Good. If it hasn't been one of those.
If it has as much promise as the demo seems to, and if it kind of keeps up the momentum, it could. I think this will probably be like one of the better combo games we had, probably since like Spider-Man 2.
You played on the 360,
yeah,
right? Because I want to try it on the PS3, because with that Joker content, that's probably where I'll end up getting it.
You think? I see. As for me, it just seems like it's probably going to be a bit throw. I bet, I don't know, I just imagine that's going to show up as DLC at some point anyway.
Well, it's going to be free on the PS3 at least.
I mean, I can't imagine the 360 is not going to get something, but right. I guess we would know at this point. I don't know. But I was pretty impressed with it, so that's another thing I'm going to buy this month, I think. I bet it'll end up being like 8 hours long and everyone's going to complain and cry a lot. I don't know. I don't understand how people were. I still don't understand why Dead Space was an 8 and why, I don't know,
Mirror's Edge.
Like, no, because Mirror's Edge was an 8 also. I don't understand the difference between those games, like why those games are 8s and why other games are 9s.
Right.
Sometimes. Dead Space to me seemed to have, except for some narrative problems, seemed to have no major flaws.
Right.
I was a fan of Dead Space though, so I can go on. Is there anything else you play that I didn't really?
I got a couple more things. So I wrapped up Point Lookout in Fallout 3, and I started Mothership Zeta. So, just to kind of wrap up Point Lookout, it's really good. I liked it a lot. It's cool because, again, it's a very different setting with, like, the kind of swamps in the woods
and
everything.
I like how, because of the DLC, we're still talking about Fallout 3.
It's phenomenal.
Some 6 months afterwards.
I know. They've done a great job with all that stuff. Yeah. And, so, yeah, I mean, like, the ending was pretty cool. It had some neat things going on, so, you know, thumbs up to that.
Cool, like, weapons and gear from it. Like, at this point, is it really, like...
That one wasn't really too much about... I mean, the big thing in that is there's this stuff called Punga Fruit.
It sounds like something that you would have to search for in Star Fox Adventures.
Yeah. but what the big deal about this stuff is it's like the only food item in the game that not only heals you, but actually heals radiation.
Oh.
And then you can get refined Punga Fruit, which has even more of a radiation healing effect. So that was kind of the big thing about that. So Mothership Zeta. A lot of people are complaining that it's like you're going through the same looking corridors just shooting aliens. Which, if you play it that way, yeah, I could see why you would think that. But when you kind of take your time to explore the story, like, they're not hard to find, but there's, like, the audio logs and things you find.
Mm-hmm.
They're really cool. I don't want to say too much about kind of the story of it, because I didn't know any of this stuff, but it's actually really cool, some of the twists they pull into it. But also, the alien weapon you get is awesome.
Well, I'd hope so.
It's like this, it shoots out this, like, ball of plasma, like this glowing blue plasma. You know, like sometimes the VAT shot shows like the bullet flying through the air.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it shows this thing, and it just looks really cool for some reason. But I'm probably about halfway through it. I'll finish it probably this week, and I mean, I really like it. I think it's really good.
Good.
The other thing I played just today, it's the demo for IL-2 Sturmovik, the World War II. It's kind of like a flight sim series popular on the PC. This is its console release. So, what they did that's really smart, there's three different difficulty levels. Arcade, realistic, and simulation. And I didn't realize that at first. I was just playing arcade and, like, the tutorials and the first mission. And, you know, it plays kind of like a slightly more realistic take on, like, Crimson Skies. And, you know, it doesn't have, like, the trick moves, but you can do stuff manually. And I enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty good. Lock on to targets, you get that little beating thing so you could follow them and everything. So I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to try simulation. Just cranked it all the way up. Holy shit. The plane never is not moving. You're constantly trying to keep it level, keep it straight. You don't get targets around anything. It's all sight with the naked eye. You don't get the little leading thing. It's hard as shit. I took down one bomber and felt proud of myself.
Never been much for those.
This is not for me, and it's probably not for anyone on the console audience, but it's there for IL-2 fans who want to play this game. I could see where it'd be sweet.
I don't even know what an
IL-2 is. I don't know. But it'd be sweet if you're like on like a PC with like the full flight gear setup. In fact, this game famously uses a PC peripheral that actually tracks your head, so you can actually move your head to look around and stuff. The realistic mode is kind of somewhere in between the two. Like, you still get targets. The plane's not quite as hard to control, but it's not like quite as easy as arcade mode. But, you know, if you like World War II airplane games, you probably should check this out.
I tried.
Looks good. It looks really good, actually.
I played the Trine demo, finally, for the
game. Oh, did you?
I like it, but I kind of feel like I wish it's better than it was. If that means.
I can see what you mean.
Like, I don't know. I feel like there's decent ideas there. I feel like the execution isn't as good as it should be. Like, I mean, I feel like some of the physics, I feel like some of these puzzles could be a bit more creative than they are. I feel like the wizard isn't entirely inspired in some of what he does. Like, he makes boxes and he moves things.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, it's like, you never need to use a box unless it's entirely obvious. And you can only make one box, so you're not...
No, as you level it up, you get more boxes.
Oh, okay. All right, I guess. But they don't let you mess around with any of that. The demo still left a lot of questions for me. Because, I got an item in the demo. I'm like, can I equip this? Can I do anything with this?
Right.
There's just nothing to do. I don't know. It seemed neat enough. It seems like to me it won't work as well in PS3. And how does co-op work?
Each of you is on the screen at the same time.
Oh, really?
And if it's only two of you, you could switch like the characters not being used if you want.
Well, that really works. It seems to me like at certain points, like, you need to be the one character to get across somewhere. Like, how can the knight get across certain things?
I think you just have to create the waveform and things like that, like with the boxes. I think eventually the wizard can make, like, a platform as well.
Maybe it would be more interesting if, even in the single-player mode, you had to, like, all characters were there, and, like, you had to help them get across. And maybe
more like a AI. Lost Vikings kind of thing?
Yeah, that's what
people have likened the game The Lost Viking, except... The characters are—they're not separated like that,
right.
Which I think would be interesting.
I don't really understand, like, oh, our souls are in trined in the twine, trine and entrined. So I don't understand what that even means. But I mean, yeah, like I said, it was neat enough. That's about it for me.
Yeah, I think I'm good.
Yeah, we're good. All right, this is actually running longer than I even thought it would. So yeah. Great success and all that. All right, talk about games.
Okay, on the WiiWares, we have something called Overturn. It's a futuristic robot versus robot fighting game. And Sexy Polka from Game Loft. This is like,
why'd you say that with a weird accent?
Because it was sexy.
Is that why is your sexy accent Australian?
I don't know.
Why don't you go with the people? Why don't you go for like the obvious Antonio Banderas thing? Don't try it.
Okay.
Tecmo Bowl came out.
Yeah, Tecmo Bowl came out on the virtual console.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I wonder if. Hey guys, also Turtles in Time came out on the virtual console. Guess how much you'd be fucking paying for it.
$10.
Yeah, $10. So shut the hell up.
Or maybe be $8.
I thought, aren't they?
SNES games are usually $8, I think.
Oh, you're right. I was
thinking. Okay, so you're paying $2 for completely redone graphics and online play. Shut the fuck up. DSi, Art Style Precipice. There's a lot of these art style games. I wonder how good they are. I still have 500 points in my DS. Xbox Live Arcade got Turtles in Time Reshelled.
Get me going again.
PSN, Crystal Defenders came out for the PS3. Dynasty Warriors is out on the PSP.
Like the first one?
Yeah. Whatever the PSP one is. And the PlayStation 1 classic, Spec Ops Covert Assault. How many Spec Ops games are there?
I don't even.
There's been one a week for like the last two months.
They want to call them classics.
GoodOldGames.com. Plug time. So, if you want to help out the Squadron of Shame with things like hosting costs, be sure to visit SquadronofShame.com and click on our GoodOldGames.com affiliate link. Clicking on that will take you to GoodOldGames.com, where there every purchase you make, a small portion of it, we're talking a few cents, will go toward the squad to pay for hosting and various other costs. We're not, like, using this to buy new computers for everybody.
No.
Anyway, on Good Old Games this week, Republic the Revolution and Ground Control 2 Operation Exodus.
All right.
For reals.
Reals. We had, G.I. Joe, The Rise of Cobra, the movie tie-in, came out on, Thank you. 360 PS3, will you scroll down
for us? Sorry, I didn't know.
And, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Turtles in Time Reshelled for 360. Look at that. I'm sorry, but look what GameSpot gave it, of course.
A 5.5. I'll read that later.
I just don't get. Okay, whatever. Brave, A Warrior's Tale for 360, PSP, and Wii. G.I. Joe also came out on PSP. And PS2. And DS. SingStar Queen for the PS3. DayZ. Fuentes?
Pilates. Hey, you played EA Sports Active. You didn't talk about that.
Whatever. I'll talk about it next time. It's you exercise, okay? Aliens in the Attic, PC, Wii, PS2, DS. And that's it. You know, no one wants to hear about me exercising, really. What's the good
for the GameSpot review? Okay, in the GameSpot review for TMNT, the good. Taps TMNT nostalgia, 4-player co-op online and local. The bad. Shallow repetitive combat, over in about an hour, uneven annoying bosses and awkward hoverboard levels.
See, they don't even mention, like, the update, like, anything. They're just saying that Turtles in Time is a bad game. But see, like, if Turtles in Time is a bad game, then any old arcade game is a bad game. Seriously, why is Pac-Man not a bad game then?
Yeah.
Because I really like Pac-Man. Well, I really like Turtles. Why isn't Donkey Kong a bad game then? Donkey Kong, bad. It's repetitive. Jumping controls are awkward. Only 3 stages. Over in less than half an hour. Underdeveloped characters. Bland sprites. Main character, clearly a ripoff of King Kong. Limited sex appeal. I could go on. I get furious. I have to stop.
The picture with a caption that says, my toe, my toe.
What's wrong with the hoverboard sequences anyways?
Yeah, they just play like you're on the ground.
Yeah, what's really awkward matter about them? Whatever. Okay, we're done. Okay. Thanks for listening, everybody, to the Exploding Barrel podcast. You can find us online at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com or at squadronofshame.com. You can contact me at tolkilto@squadronofshame.com.
Edgeguy@squadronofshame.com.
And our Twitter account is twitter.com/explodingbarrel. Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next week right here on the Exploding Barrel podcast.